We both sat down and pretended to check out the room's furnishings for a minute or so until I asked, "Do you have any idea why we're in the office of a Marine Corps general?" Sprite chuckled dryly as he replied, "I was about to ask you the same question." 2 more minutes passed before the door opened and 4 men walked in. Brigadier General West looked like his office, antique. Admiral Albright, whom I knew, was a large man, going to pot around the waist. The 3rd man was Sergeant Major of the Marine Corps Ashland R. Pritchett. The 4th man was in civvies, but I guessed him to be Navy intelligence. "Officer on deck!" the lieutenant shouted as Commander Sprite and I stood to attention. Admiral Albright wasted no time. He walked straight to me and returned my salute. "Lieutenant Commander Paul, the inquiry into the events of 12 February 2065 involving the rescue of the mining vessel Wimberley by UES Dawn Rising and the death of Specialist Granger Shelton have concluded. The official disposition will commence tomorrow at 0900, but rest assured, your actions and the actions of your crew have been found to reflect the finest and best traditions of the Navy. Specialist Shelton will be awarded the Navy Cross for his dedication to duty and self-sacrifice that saved the crews of both ships and cost him his own life. Your own actions have shown that you possess the command ability and level-headedness we so desperately need in the new frontier of deep space exploration. It is with great pleasure that I bestow upon you the rank of Commander. Congratulations, Commander." There was a brief round of congratulations from the room before Albright continued. "You are hereby assigned to Project Shade, and your security clearance has been raised to Delta Level 5. Sign these." The lieutenant handed me several pages of commission and acceptance letters and security protocol forms to sign, while Albright continued. "Project Shade is a top-secret mission, and you will be in command on the Dawn Rising. You will be operating along the far side of the belt with Commander Sprite and his SEALs. The Dawn Rising has been retrofitted for this mission and is in space dock on United Earth 1. The Shasta will also be under your control. She is a frigate commanded by Lieutenant Commander Leland Fox and carries 1 company of Marine Recon. Paul, you will be the ranking ship's officer on this mission. The Marines will be commanded by Major McKenna Yukawa. Now, everyone have a seat and let's get down to brass tacks." We all took a seat, except for the man in civvies and Admiral Albright. Then Albright introduced him. "This is Dr. Shaw, formerly of the CIA and now with the Alien Contact Division of the PDA, Planetary Defense Agency. Dr. Shaw?"
"Thank you, Admiral," Shaw said as he took a seat. "Over the past 100 years, our planet has been visited by 2 separate alien races, the Gray and the Black. The Gray don't appear to be a threat. They are more or less observing us from a distance. The same thing we do with every nation on Earth, keep an eye on your friends and neighbors lest they become your enemies and invaders. The Gray are not to be harassed, and you will not attempt contact with them. Your mission is to capture the Black. The Black have been interfering with human development for a long time. They have abducted humans and are doing who knows what with them. As far as the Black are concerned, they are the enemy. We want 2 things. First, living specimens, and second, one of their ships."
Albright interrupted. "One of their ships is the key here. Both the Gray and the Black can communicate through subspace, and we need that technology. What good is it to travel 100 light-years in a few months if it takes your communication 100 years to get back? When we first started conducting warp jumps, we realized we could send radio transmissions through the open warp bubble, but as soon as the bubble is closed, the communication was cut off. We know the Gray and the Black have a way to transmit through subspace without an open warp bubble, and we need that technology. Until we have it, the carrier constellation cannot depart for our first venture out of our solar system." Before Shaw could continue, I butted in with, "I have a question. Why the belt? Do you think the Black are out there?"
"Yes, we do," Shaw replied. "Black activity on Earth immediately stopped when we made the first successful warp jump, but as the mining operations in the belt ramped up, so did Black activity there. There are too many humans going missing without a trace. We estimate that 7 in 10 missing persons in the belt sectors are due to Black abductions. If they were having accidents of some kind, we would have found their bodies, but we're not finding any."
That synapse in my head fired another volley. Too many empty caskets, I thought. "So how do we go about capturing them?" I asked.